Grab your beverages and turn up your interweb. Solving the world's problems 12 ounces at a time. It's Dudes and Beer. Well, hello everybody and welcome to the Dudes and Beer podcast, now officially brought to you by PodcastCadets.com. If you're a fan of podcasting like me, have a podcast that you want to take to the next level, or a podcast that you're thinking about starting for yourself, your business, your family, your church, just for fun, whatever, stop on by PodcastCadets.com today. Use the code DUDES20 on checkout to save 20%. They have professionals in all sides of the industry, from production to distribution to marketing, branding, what have you. They can help you out. Once again, podcastcadet.com is the website. The code is DUDES20 on checkout. Tonight on the show, episode 250, I cannot express to my entire audience, especially all of our new listeners out in WMLD land in the Hudson Valley, what this show has meant to me over the last many years, the guests we've had on, the conversations we've had, the foundations of our minds that we have started to shake, and I hope that we have started to weaponize people's minds. That's really what I want to do with this show, is make people realize that your mind is a rapier. You need to keep it sharp. You need to keep your eyes out, folks. These things happen all the time, whether it be the media doing stuff, the government doing stuff, which is what we'll be getting into tonight with Dr. John Hall, one of our great guests that we have on regularly. We'll be talking about targeted individuals, people who have been targeted by governments with technology. These things happen, and without these conversations, they'll continue to happen. Without awareness, they'll continue to happen. So 250 episodes in, I want to thank all of you guys for putting up with it, for keeping the conversation going, everybody on the Dudes and Beer Facebook group for keeping things civil, talking to each other instead of at each other as much as possible. And that's what the world's about, everybody. We'll be getting into the conversation here in just a moment with Dr. John Hall, talking about targeted individuals, his books, Guinea Pigs, Technologies of Control, and more. Here in just a moment, right after this message from our in-house reporter, John Bound from Daily News Collective.
Huffington Post recently boasted Jack Vandalove's Thursday night went like this. He went to a diner in Riverside, Missouri, ordered himself a vegetarian omelet, and served up arguably the most clear-eyed defense of the Green New Deal yet broadcast on Fox News.
Jack is an info specialist, and he really wants Howard Schultz to talk about climate change, specifically the Green New Deal, which you support. Why do you support it?
Yeah, it's really important we keep below 2 degrees Celsius of average warming, otherwise the consequences are going to be devastating.
How do we pay for it?
Yeah, how do we pay for World War II? At the end of the day, when something is this important, our economy is going to suffer if we don't pay for it.
Okay, but you do agree with the sentiment that this is as big a deal, climate change that is, as World War II?
Yeah, I mean, a little over 400,000 Americans died in World War II, and climate change is killing 150,000 people per year at least.
Okay, let's talk about the money, because that's a huge part of this. How are we going to pay for it?
Yeah. So during World War II, for one thing, the government just pushed some of the cash up front and raised some tax on some folks. But at the end of the day, it stimulated the economy so much that everyone benefited.
Okay, so to review, you are in favor of raising taxes in order to support the Green New Deal.
If that's the optimal solution the economists sort out, I'll go with that.
But did Vandalove, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's minion, actually serve up a clear-eyed defense? Those talking points simply point out that he and his generation are on board when it comes to taxing their future into oblivion to actually fund global governance under Agenda 2030, whether they know it or not, while being completely unaware that when it comes to climate change, the sun is about to head into a Maunder minimum of solar activity, which will cool the intensity of the sun significantly beginning around 2022 and culminating during AOC's targeted 2030 date, when life on Earth supposedly ends due to global warming.
Every 11 years or so, sunspots fade away, bringing a period of relative calm. This is called solar minimum, says Dean Pesnell of NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, and it's a regular part of the sunspot cycle.
And what's with these clearly professional-made signs given to the protesters? Where is the outrage from AOC's minion for the decimation of Africa and South and Central America's mineral resources after China was allowed to corner the market on manganese, aluminum, copper, iron, ore, gold, nickel, tin, and especially tantalum, which is needed for cell phones? The control of tantalum has decimated the Congo and Rwanda and fueled blood-soaked conflict in those areas.
If the Congo is the dark heart of Africa, then this must surely be its deepest pit. In the bowels of the earth, men dig through the mud for gold. This country is endowed in minerals, copper, uranium, diamonds, and cobalt. And China is after it. At the end of last year, it signed a $9 billion deal with the Congo. And in the Congo, China has secured a considerable stake. It will receive 68% of mining revenue. The Congolese government's share is 32%.
China is also accelerating the extinction of elephants by 2040 due to China's insatiable appetite for ivory.
30 to 40,000 elephants are being killed in Africa every year, and with only around 400,000 left, it's not going to be long at this rate before they're gone.
But you don't hear AOC's minion using those talking points. No, we are all going to die in the UN target date of 12 years.
The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is... Your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it? Mm-hmm. And, like, this is the war. This is our World War II.
AOC's minion also doesn't mention the theft of our coastlines by billionaires building skyscrapers for a handful of other billionaires.
Sand has quietly infiltrated every corner of our world. Melted and transformed into glass, it sits on every shelf. It's also the source of silicon dioxide, a mineral found in our wines, cleaning products, detergents, paper, dehydrated foods, hairspray, toothpaste, cosmetics.
But it's also a source of strategic minerals such as silica, thorium, titanium, uranium. Think about your computers, your electronics. No electronic chips can be manufactured if you do not have high quality sand.
The world is running out of sand, consumed by industry and construction, stolen and transported by criminal mafias around the world.
UN Agenda 2030 Democratic cheerleaders want the common tax-paying overworked citizen to take the blame and shell out carbon taxation to the globalists to do absolutely nothing to curb their destruction of the planet and the raping of its natural resources. If you want to help the planet, follow the corporate money to the ivory towers of the New World Order's protected Chinese century, not the average person to their day job. John Bound reporting.
Wow, John Bound laying it down as always. If you are out there and you need investigative reporting done, make sure to stop on by Daily News Collective. You can get a hold of John Bound there. His stuff is great. He digs in so deep and has such a keen eye on the way that things go on. So happy to have him part of the HC Universal Network family and to be putting his stuff out here for all of you guys to hear. Our guest tonight, Dr. John Hall, author of Guinea Pigs, Technologies of Control, A New Breed, Satellite Terrorism. Both are in my library. Both are available in the Dudes and Beer bookstore, dudesandbeer.com/store. Dr. John Hall, how have you been? Welcome to the New Year's Eve broadcast of Dudes and Beer.
Doing good, and here's to a really good 2020 for everybody out there, too.
Absolutely, man. Like, I don't think people give New Year enough credit. Like, everybody like makes their fake resolution, but I really don't think that they give them a chance to kind of peel the Band-Aid off, you know, and really start fresh, really start with a new concept and new missions in life, things like that. So, you know, thank you so much for consistently coming on the show, John Hall, and talking about these things and giving people these new missions of weaponizing their minds to information.
No, thank
like
you, Chris.
Sharing.
I mean, you've got a great show. I've always enjoyed coming in with you. Or, you know, a couple of times we've met in person and did the show in person too. And just for your listeners out there, maybe some of the new listeners that you've got in the Hudson Valley, and this is a great show. I mean, and the cast of characters that you have come on, I mean, rivals, you know, any radio show or any podcast anywhere that you're going to hear. I mean, the amount of information and the realism and the truth that comes out of Dudes and Beer is just incredible. And that's, I mean, that's why whenever you call me and ask me to come on, usually after a major news event, I've noticed, but I'm
you gotta keep it hot.
I love doing this show.
Oh man, thank you so much. That means the world to me, considering the circumstances under which we met many, many moons ago when I booked you on a show that I used to work broadcast for, to now. It's been great getting to know you on a different basis other than just behind the microphone, John Hall, and to know that someone as honest and straight as you in the world is out there researching the topic of targeted individuals is great, because unfortunately so many people get into these industries, whether it be getting connected with MUFON for the disclosure movement, what have you. So many people get into these movements for self-aggrandizement, you know, because it's an easy way to publish a book, you know. But your story is so personal with the reason you got into this. And for those in the WMLD area, I'd like you to share that story real quick, just kind of nutshell it for us, so that they get an idea as to why it is that you decided to start taking on the topic of targeted individuals to begin with, start peeling apart the onion that is that world and that technology, and why you even care to begin with.
Well, and for those listeners who have never heard the term targeted individual, basically it's a person that has been targeted by our government to be experimented on with what we call neuroweapons or electromagnetic weapons, weapons that are designed to interact with the human nervous system. And for your listeners, I'm a physician in Texas, so this was no light undertaking to write this book to expose, you know, what I saw happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it came with a lot of risk. I guess about 15 years ago now, was engaged to a girl that somehow or another, not through any criminal actions of her own, she was basically a real estate person, was apolitical, not a radical by any extent, paid her taxes. I mean, you know, just a normal, you know, everyday, you know, woman, American woman. And, but she actually attracted the desires of a former FBI agent in San Antonio who was working as a private investigator and whose son was still a colonel at the DOD and had access to some of these classified technologies. And they hire out surveillance, and it was well known in San Antonio, I mean, that this was the guy you could hire if you had a competitor or if you were getting a divorce and you wanted to drive your wife crazy during the divorce so she couldn't get a settlement. He's the guy you turn to, and they use these COINTELPRO type tactics along with electromagnetic weapons to accomplish that.
Yeah.
Well, my former fiance came to me, you know, one day, and she said, you know what, there's cars that I don't recognize following me everywhere I go. There's people sitting outside my condominium. By this time, we were engaged at one point, but we're broken up. So she actually came to me to confide in me because she knew no one else would believe this story. And, you know, kind of into it, I said, well, what exactly is going on? Well, she was hearing voices in her head, not angels or God or anything like typically schizophrenics would explain, but was having people actually give her commands, describe her whereabouts, describe what she was wearing as if someone was looking at a camera, you know, the surveillance camera with her on it.
Yeah.
And which is what a lot of target individuals think when they, you know, get this. And she was having tinnitus ringing in her ears, which she didn't have. By the way, this is when she was already well into her 30s. So this is somebody who was functioning normally, professional, had a degree, you know, not anybody that had a mental illness, you know, early on. And so she came to me with this, and I do happen to have some contacts within the CIA and FBI. So I contacted them And the first thing I said, I explained what was going on with her to one of my friends in the CIA. His exact words is, he goes, well, that sounds like she, is she in any government trouble? And I said, no, she shows apartments and, you know, she's not really, you know, on a far right or left spectrum on anything. And he goes, well, he goes, it sounds like she's under government surveillance, specifically satellite surveillance. And we do have the ability to attack you with electromagnetic weapons and put voices in your head with this technology. He, in his exact words, he said, but it's a weapon of war that's for use abroad only. It's a NSA and CIA tool.
Yep.
And so I checked with a couple of other friends about this and did a little research. And lo and behold, that's what it was. And we were able to get the plate numbers off the cars that were following her. By this time, they were following me as well. They all traced back to a private investigative service in San Antonio, owned and operated by a former FBI guy. By this time, they were also breaking into her apartment. They were drugging her with Rohypnol, which is a date rape drug, were basically sexually trafficking her. Finally, got her moved in back home with her parents and, you know, where they wouldn't have access to a lone female. To keep on targeting her, and thought we had enough stuff to go to the police, went to the police. They had no trouble believing me, as I actually do medicine, pain management medicine for the police department. In the police exact words, the lieutenant said, I know you, you put me to sleep for surgery before, I'm a patient of yours. I have, you know, that when a story becomes crazy enough, it's usually true. And this was a crazy story. But at that time, Texas's stalking laws were such that you had to show injury before you could even get a restraining order against someone. Now, though, because of our case and one other case, that has changed. There was another case that helped change that in San Antonio that was a girl that was stalked. Her stalker held her at gunpoint and made her attempt suicide.
Oh, wow.
And but she lived. Well, when she told the police this story, they said, well, you know, we think you just tried to commit suicide and now you're trying to make up a story for it. Well, 6 weeks later, her stalker followed her to work and shot her in the parking lot of her work and killed her. So our case and that case both came to light and got the stalking laws changed in Texas to where if you notice the same person following you once or twice or the car following you once or twice, you can get an ID and get a restraining order, you know, which was a big asset, you know, later down the line. But when we went to the police, we had plate numbers, we had the identities of the stalkers. We had rape kits. I mean, we, you know, had everything. And the problem was that she was drugged on Rohypnol during the assault. Well, she had no memory of who was assaulting her. All we had were the plate numbers. And basically we were told, well, you know, this guy's former FBI. He runs a PI group. You know, he stalks people for a living. And without her having any memory of the attacks and you not being injured by them, just followed, there's really not a whole lot we could do, and especially then with the old stalking laws. So I decided to write a book on the whole story, and that was my first book, wrote A New Breed, Satellite Terrorism in America, and started doing podcasts and radio shows like yours. And one of the first big shows that I did actually filled up my email with people from all around the globe saying, that's exactly what's happening here. That's happening to my son. That's happening to my daughter. That's happening to my wife. And never really intended to become the spearhead for the movement to expose it. It really wrote the book planning to just expose what happened here, especially after I was told that it was a satellite-based weapon of war that was being used on her that shouldn't even be used domestically. So then once I saw the amount of people that are actually being non-consensually experimented on with this technology, which is basically what it is, decided to write Guinea Pigs, Technologies of Control, which actually delves into the technology. And lucky I had consultants helping me write that through the Air Force, through the CIA, and through the FBI. But believe it or not, there are people in those groups that don't agree with what's being done. They can't speak out because it would be treasonous for them to do so. Then wrote Guinea Pigs. But for the basic kind of context for your listeners that may have never heard of targeting, basically there are weapons that have been created that can basically capture your EEG waveforms and then heterodyne them or change them and beam a different waveform back into your brain, which your brain will entrain. And the best, easiest way to look at it for someone who's never heard of it before is imagine you have a dictionary of EEG brainwave waveforms that correspond to fast heart rate or anxiety or irritation or anger. And if you feed that to someone, if you beam it into their brain, they will entrain that and they will display whatever symptom that you're wishing for them to display. Yeah. And this may sound like science fiction, but you can look in Freedom of Information. The Army did research on this for a long time. And even in their research papers, they talk about the value of using this type of technology in hostage situations, you know, where you can put voices in the hostage taker's head. They were going to use it in Waco on David Koresh to put the voice of God in his head to try to get him to surrender. So it's been around since the late 80s.
Yeah, it had been used in the first Desert Storm.
It was. That was actually a system called S-Squad. And that's they basically had Allah in the heads of 1,500 Iraqi soldiers telling them to surrender. And they dropped to their knees and they disassembled their weapons.
Yeah, a whole battalion.
So the technology is out there. And typically what most of these people that I've interviewed that come to me is, I mean, they're usually in their 40s. They're usually single females, you know, whether they're divorced or just single, living alone, so they're easy targets. And almost always it starts with tinnitus or ringing in the ears that starts suddenly. And every one of these people can pinpoint the day that their stalking started, because they do have to stalk you for a while to get biometric parameters on you. The stalking is part of a kind of a psychological ploy too, because it, you know, even if you're innocent of anything and you notice people following you around everywhere, you start thinking of every bad thing you've possibly done in your past. I don't know, did I pay my taxes? Is this that joint I smoked 20 years ago? Or, you know, you start finding reasons why you might be being stalked. And basically there is no reason. It's random selection for the most part. There are groups in every major city that have access to this technology. The information that's being collected and the data is going back to the government, to the agencies that are actually funding this experimentation, and it is non-consensual experimentation on the public. And a lot of people will say, well, pharmacy companies and stuff can't, they have to get waivers and you know, consent. Well, the government doesn't have to, and that's the other reason that I wrote these books, is there is no requirement for the government to get informed consent to experiment on the public.
That's right.
It's never been passed through Congress. John Glenn tried to pass it, and it got shot down. So it may sound like science fiction, but to some of your newer listeners, but it's happening in every major city. And by now it's so pervasive that if you really get to talking to people at the office, everybody knows somebody that's voiced complaints of electronic harassment, just about now. So, I mean, there's just about somebody in every family that, you know, either knows about it or is happening to them. And it starts with tinnitus. The first thing most people notice is ringing in the ears, which I want your audience to hear that, because that's going to come up later in our conversation.
Yeah, precisely, because there are so many little things like that that seem normal, but once they start happening on a pervasive basis, where it starts, you know, interfering with life, That's part of the tactic, is to interfere with your daily life, is to start taking you out of routine and to make that taking out of routine for you.
Well, and you know, during MK Ultra, you know, they had to figure out ways to get people locked up in institutions to experiment on them. Mm-hmm. And this is really a continuation of MK Ultra.
Yeah.
But with the modern technology and the, you know, the cell phone based technology and the satellite based technology, you don't have to, you know, round up people into a mental asylum to experiment on them anymore. You can experiment on people in their own home, you know, or at work or on the street. And with 5G, that's even going to be worse, because there's going to be a cell tower within every, you know, couple of hundred feet of you. So and nobody really knows what that's going to do health wise, but That is basically is the gist of targeting. Now, there's a lot more to it. It's not just hearing voices. There's a weapon system on these satellites. you can be zapped with, you know, different types of beams, particle beams, microwave energy. Most of these target individuals, not only are they hearing voices, they're being tortured with electromagnetic weapons.
Yeah.
They can burn the skin, you know, like millimeter wave type weapons. They attack the eyes, the genitals. I mean, anything to keep you up all night, so you end up not showing up to work. I mean, it's well defined to mimic severe schizophrenia. So that way, when these targeted people, you know, go to their doctors for help, and they say, "Well, people are following me everywhere I go. I'm hearing voices, and I'm being zapped with energy." Well, guess what? In the DSM-5, those are all symptoms of schizophrenia.
Yeah.
And in MK Ultra, for just so people can look that up, I'm not going to go into it. But if you look up MK Ultra, you'll see that all of the people that were heading up the sub projects of MK Ultra were psychiatrists.
Yeah.
You and Cameron, Jolin West. I mean, most of these psychiatrists were either the head of the Canadian Psychiatric Association or the head of the American Psychiatric Association. Gottlieb, all of these people wound up in front of Congress during the Rockefeller Commission.
Yeah.
Trying to explain why they had tortured people during MK Ultra. Well, it never stopped.
Well,
the only thing that stopped was the freedom of information.
And just so folks know, I mean, if you want more information on MK Ultra, stop on by dudesandbeer.com/knowledge/declassified. And there you will find an entire compendium. The Knowledge Vault is nothing but PDF files that you can download. These are things that have been declassified by the government, stuff like that. But the declassified section is nothing but declassified programs. And there is the actual PDF from Project MKUltra that goes through it. And what a lot of people don't realize, John Hall, is exactly how closely the U.S. and Canadian governments worked on MKUltra. Like, so much so that we dosed entire cities in Canada. Like, there were small towns that they dosed the water supply of to see what would happen. MK Ultra is also the only black project to ever be actively sued and win and have a court case won against them.
Yeah, there were several victims in Canada that actually won court cases there against them. And yeah, Canada has long been the playground of the CIA.
Yeah.
Specifically McGill University. Mm. And McGill University is actually where most of Obama's brain initiative money went to.
Yeah.
There's several other researchers there that I won't get into that have researched the effects of extremely low frequency waves and their effects on the brain. One particular Persinger actually created the God helmet, where he was able to induce voices into the brain and make people think they were being abducted by aliens or they were in the presence of God. And actually, he came out with a comment 20 years ago. He said that he could control every mind on the planet with extremely low frequency waves. And lo and behold, where Alexa shoots up the Navy Yard and carves, "This is my ELF weapon," on the shotgun that he did it with, which wasn't a crazy guy on a shooting spree. That was a revenge shooting. He had a clearance, and he knew what he was being targeted with when he did that. Not the right decision to make. I'm not condoning it.
No.
But he was a targeted individual, and he knew exactly what he was being targeted with. He worked in that business.
Yeah, and said, "I'm going to get the people that are doing this to me." Like, you know, so it's wild that, you know, like you're saying, even members of our military are not prone to this. They aren't immune.
I've had whistleblowers come to me that worked for the National Reconnaissance Office that were former CIA members, former NSA members, that have came to me for advice. Of course, along with Aaron Alexis, reached out to several, you know, different people. The Myron May was a prosecutor from New Mexico that shot up the University of Florida, and he left a manifesto basically saying that it was the only way he knew to bring press attention to the problem. He was targeted. There's been a lot of people, and of course, the way the news presents it is that, well, this is another person hearing voices that ran amok with a gun. Well, these people are being pushed to that limit. And in my opinion, that it is the agencies are pushing people to let limit, hoping to get gun control. You know, because the mass shootings just, I don't think, are happening randomly, just with crazy people the way it appears. I think they want gun control. They would like to, even the CIA would like to have gun confiscation. That's part of the next step. If we go to a full socialist government, which a lot of the people running for president and running for office now are full-on socialist.
Yeah.
Well, in order for that to work, you know, you basically have to disarm the middle class. And that's exactly who we see being targeted. You know, and the common question that I get is, like, they say, well, most of these targeted individuals are their housewives, you know, they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're, you know, people who work for, you know, the city, or, you know, are artists. And, you know, there's a couple of famous actors that have been targeted. But the question I always get is, like, well, these are still relative nobodies. These aren't billionaires in charge of corporations or high ranking government officials. Why would somebody want to target them? Well, that's exactly who you target. You know, you don't target the people that have the political or the financial clout to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you target the majority. And if you look at, you know, the stats on these targeted individuals, you know, it's predominantly women, but it's pretty much getting close to 50-50. It's every gender, it's every race, it's every, you know, nationality. I mean, it's a pretty random sample. And that's the first thing I noticed when I wrote my first book. After I started talking to some of these individuals, you know, it's people from Japan, it's people from Russia, it's people from the Middle East, it's black, it's white, it's Christian, it's Muslim. It doesn't matter. You know, and what they're doing is they're picking out a pretty good random sample, at least at that time they were, for the experimentation. Now, that's been going on a while. I think it's probably been pretty well perfected now, where they probably can control every mind on the brain with this world with this technology. And then along comes Trump. Well, you know, love him or hate him, you know, he was kind of a hiccup in the plan, you know, because after two terms of Obama, they expected two terms of Hillary, socialism would be in play. You know, we'd be well on our way to a one world government, with the CIA being the strong arm of that one world government. Well, the people thought differently, and they elected an outsider. And the intel community went nuts.
Yeah.
And for those of you that don't think the intel community will target you, you know, they've targeted our president.
Yeah.
So they, trust me, they will think nothing about targeting, you know, you when you're going to your pipe fitter job, you know, and coming home trying to support your family. I mean, trust me, if they're willing to go to the length that they went to target the president, they have no qualms targeting the general population.
Yeah. And, you know, just so our listeners know, John Hall, you were one of the many guests that steered this show into the path that it's on. We've gone down a couple paths. The conversation has always been the conversations that need to happen. But it was specifically having you on, and it was after your second appearance on this show that I got my first email. And I remember I sent a picture of it to you on our website, where somebody contacted me with literally a page-long email telling me their story about how they had been targeted years ago. And I was like, wow, my little podcast reached somebody. This actually meant something to someone. I can't just have conversations about nothing now. I can't. I have the opportunity to have an impact. I have an opportunity to make a difference. People actively listen, and obviously people who have had this happen listen. Every single time since then that I've had you on, I get an email like that. Every time. And I post them on the website. They're all attached in the comments section, in the comment threads. People's names are redacted. It'll be like, you know, A.D. You know, to keep their names safe. But man, it just hits home to me every time that I have you on that this stuff is happening, man. This stuff is happening, and people really think that it's movies like Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson.
you know, that these things are not occurring. And they are. They are.
Well, and for your listeners that kind of maybe still are doubting this technology, well, some of our own diplomats just got attacked with it down in Cuba and in China.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's amazing to see, you can tell exactly which parts of the media and the press are controlled by the government, Psychology Today being one of them, because these people have verifiable brain damage.
Yep.
You know, they've been examined at University of Pennsylvania. They were examined in Miami when they got back in from Cuba.
Yep.
We have four more people now from China that were complaining of being targeted there and, you know, having the tinnitus and having the brain injury and having the memory loss and being deprived of sleep and being attacked with electromagnetic weapons and hearing voices, by the way.
Yeah.
Which for your listeners, by the way, all of those people still have gag orders on them. That's why you haven't had one of those victims on your show, because they're not allowed to talk about it. Now, a couple of them have gotten to me through secondaries. So that's how I know that they're having all the same symptoms that targeted individuals have. And on your show, I think I told you that the day that news broke, that these people were being, at that time, they were saying they were being targeted by acoustic weapons.
Yeah.
I remember telling you, I said, these aren't going to be acoustic weapons. They're going to be electromagnetic weapons.
Yeah,
acoustic
they're going to be.
Weapons won't do that.
Yeah, exactly. And
acoustic weapons are line of sight. So.
Yep. I've got articles up right now. One of them comes out of Daily Mail. This is from, I'm trying to see what the release date on this is. This is from just a few days ago. American diplomats suffered 20 brain injuries in sonic attack that affected dozens of staff in Cuba and China. But what caused them is still a mystery, new study says. And another article out of Canada, the National Post, in court filing, Canadian government argues diplomats exaggerated, quote, Havana syndrome claims behind $28 million lawsuit. So, like, the people injured in Canada are actively suing their government for doing nothing about it.
Yep.
And for their injuries.
Yep,
they've been placed under gag order. Our people have been placed under gag order. They have no legal recourse here in the United States, literally. And one of the people from China, I'm trying to remember her name right offhand, but her mother has come out publicly and said that her daughter was attacked by weaponry. And
that girl's mother did. She had, she actually has Mark Zaid as her attorney, which is kind of a shill for the intelligence community, but I think they would probably do better getting themselves another attorney, because he'll try to bury it as deep as he can. But, you know, Mark Zaid is actually the guy who's actually representing the whistleblower in the impeachment case as well, too.
Oh, wow.
And he's well known. He's technically a human rights attorney, I guess, but he has very close ties to the intel community as well.
Yeah. Well, and what's interesting, though, is here's an article from NPR. All of July, one of the last times you were on talking about this, brain scans find differences, but no injury in U.S. diplomats who fell ill in Cuba. Apparently, this guy's got 20 seen brain injuries.
Well, and if you, like I mentioned, Psychology Today came out with an article by
Yeah.
one of their sociologist experts who said, oh, this is mass hysteria and
yep.
delusional disorder. You know, mass hysteria.
It was crickets, remember? It was crickets.
Yeah, then they said it was crickets. then the latest was organophosphate pesticides.
Yes, yes.
That they thought, you know, that all of a sudden after being in these embassies for 10 years, you know, where they're spraying these organic pesticides, well, one day, it really started to make them hear voices and,
yeah.
you know, and lose sleep and have cognitive decline, which is just, you know, absurd. But for your listeners, you know, that there are certain media outlets that are well controlled by the press, kind of like MSNBC, NBC, ABC, and every one of them. But they will come out with the government side. And that's what you've also seen with the whole impeachment thing. And that's why you're not seeing any of the major press here talk about any of these Cuban embassy or China embassy victims,
yeah,
because they're not going to take their side. They're going to take the government side.
Yeah, precisely. And, you know, I'm not saying that we shouldn't always give benefit of the doubt to everybody. You know, I mean, that's how our court system works, is you should have the benefit of you're innocent until proven guilty, right? I've said it before, not just with you, but with many guests, John, I want you to find me one time, one, just find me a single time where the government has been brought to task in a court of law and it has not been found that they are lying. find yeah. me one single time that the CIA has gone before Congress and it has not been the fact that they were lying.
So, one thing I would like to share with your listeners, earlier on in our conversation, I mentioned tinnitus and how that was going to come up later in the conversation.
Mm.
Well, in the article that you posted on Dudes and Beer about the guy with the 20 different areas of the brain, and
yep.
most of the article talks about how that several areas in his brain were damaged, but they could see, you know, in functional MRI that other parts of his brain were trying to take over for the inadequacy of the parts that were damaged. Well, that's not news. We know that that's called brain plasticity,
yeah.
and we use that when we're working with guys with PTSD or with closed head injury from come back from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know that if you damage one part of the brain, that you can train another part of the brain to take over those functions.
Yeah.
That's nothing new. The important part in that article is they do talk about the sonic sound, that all these people were talking about tinnitus and hearing like a loud pitch cricket sound.
Yeah.
Well, that is what you hear initially with targeting. When you're bombarded with these electromagnetic weapons, it stimulates the optic nerves. It stimulates the auditory nerves. When you close your eyes, you see a fireworks show blasting off. And you'll get that same effect in an MRI. If you get an MRI of your brain, the magnetic field actually stimulates your optic nerves, even with your eyes closed, and you see what looks like a fireworks show with your eyes closed. Those are called magnetophosphenes. Well, the same thing happens under electromagnetic targeting. You know, the magnetic field that you're bombarded with will actually stimulate those nerves optically and auditorily, and you end up with basically a induced form of tinnitus. Well, and I wrote this on your page. I posted in, I chimed in. I said the take-home phrase from that article is the doctor that examined this guy and the others said that the sounds they were hearing weren't pathological from the brain injury, but were a result of the exposure to the weapon.
That's right. Yeah.
And that really is the take-home in that whole article, because it was somebody tried to write it in a relatively unbiased fashion, but without coming right out and saying, we think these people were injured.
Were attacked.
They wanted yep. to cast some doubt on it. But the bottom line is, you know, that is exactly the way this technology works. The first complaint you get from anyone is tinnitus.
Yeah. And I mean,
it's from the exposure to the weaponry.
Yeah. And I mean, the Chinese government has recently released the fact that they've got a handheld weapon for crowd control. That basically vibrates your brain in place and can cause soft tissue damage, all kinds of stuff.
And we hear that complaint from a lot of the targeted individuals that, you know, they'll vibrations at various parts of the body, or they will start twitching your eye muscles where if you're driving, you can't stay focused on the road because you basically get nystagmus. Mm. Which is, you know, bouncing of the eyes either vertically or horizontally. And they can induce your eye muscles to do that. I mean, it truly is a weapon system that's being experimented on the public.
Yeah, and it's what's disturbing to me is the regularity with which we see these things happen. It's almost like every decade There is some new tinkering in this way, all the way from the time of prior to MKUltra, when Russians were working on electronic means of and there were studies done, if I'm not mistaken, where the Russians actually showed they could send binaural pulses, not binaural pulses, but electronic pulses through incandescent bulbs and use the mere flicker, unseen flicker of an incandescent bulb to trigger people who had been implanted with messages, things like that.
Even our government has, in the media, and has used the flicker rate thing. You can put a certain flicker rate, and one way to tell that, if you ever wonder if you're being aired news stories or anything that are meant to subliminally control you, is turn your TV on and look at the way it's flashing on the wall behind you. Instead of watching the TV, watch the flicker rate on the wall. And if it seems to be pretty well patterned, then you're probably watching something that's been embedded with subliminal messaging.
Interesting. Yeah, I had never thought about that.
Yeah, because when a regular TV shows on, it's not, that hasn't been filmed with a certain patterned flicker rate, it's going to be a pretty random pattern of flashes that you'll see on the wall behind you. But if you see, some kind of regular harmonic patterning in the flashing, then you're watching something that has embedded subliminals in it. And it's in pretty common use, and it's in very common use with news.
Yeah.
So, because, they're with our media today, you're not getting an unbiased report of the news. Yeah, you're getting a story that they're asking you to believe.
Yeah, and what's interesting, though, is that the way our brain even works, the way that our eyes function, the Hertz rate, and just so you folks, I'm an AV tech for a living, just so you folks out there don't get lost, a Hertz, basically, an HZ is a pulse per second. How many pulses per second are happening? So when you're talking 30 hertz, like your old standard tube television was 30 hertz, every second that tube pulsed 30 times in order to make that image happen. The power in your house is at 60 hertz. So that's why incandescent lighting is really horrible, because that's actually flashing at 60 hertz, and whenever the ballast just starts going out, you can see that flicker happening. Our eyes see at 30 hertz, so that's why things seem natural whenever we watch a movie, stuff like that. But if you remove one of those hertz and pop in something else, your brain will just assume the data that's around it. This is how they used to put the drink Coke messages into movie reels before the movies, stuff like that back in the day. There were actively laws written against this. Not many people know that, but there were laws that were written to keep that from happening, and those were actively part of the Smith-Mundt Act.
Well, if you remember, there was the cartoon in Japan where the Japanese government intentionally put a cartoon out with the flicker rate intended to create seizure disorder.
Yeah.
And it worked. They had a bunch of kids get taken to the ER that night, having seizures.
Yeah, there was a whole episode of South Park about it.
including the brown sound.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And this is just the way our brain works. And once you learn, it's just like knowing how to hot rod a computer. If you know which two parts of a motherboard to connect with a little bit of conductive pin, a little bit of conductive ink, you can make that computer go 10 times faster, overclocking things, stuff like that. It's basically doing things outside of spec, but it still works. It's kind of the same thing to your brain. You're basically modifying and hacking the way that the brain functions, and using that as kind of a carrier signal to hop your way in. And I've held for a long time that this is why the refresh rate of televisions changes every 3 years, 4 years, where it's like, oh yeah, we're up to 120 hertz now. It's like, wow, that's four times as many subliminal messages that you can throw in. That means we hit a zombified state twice as fast, because that's one of the things that's known with 60 hertz, is that it puts you into a calm, it docilizes you. So once your brain is used to that 60 hertz, it's really easy to get into that. So you make it 120, your brain gets zombified twice as fast. That's that's just kind of how it works. And
the technology that I write about and all the rest of the surveillance technology that's coming down the pike, it all comes back to really one issue, and that, you know, we now have a government that sees itself and the intelligence community, meaning, you know, all of the alphabet agencies, basically want to control the government, and they want to control the public. And, you know, unfortunately, we kind of have ourselves to thank for us. I know a lot of people say, well, you know, the Patriot Act. And, well, it was even starting before the Patriot Act.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and which, by the way, the Patriot Act got renewed during the impeachment, too.
Sure did.
You know, that, you know, while everybody was focusing on one hand, the government did get a few little nasties, you know, placed in with the other hand.
They are good at that prestidigitation.
Yeah. And, but, you know, that's why we need outsiders in government. That's why we need term limits. And when I wrote Guinea Pigs, a lot of people, it is about the technology, but there's some politics in there. And I did get accused of, well, you know, instead of writing a book just about electronic harassment, it seems so political. It's kind of a political rant. Well, yeah, it is a political rant, because for common people, you will never have the funding or the financial ability to figure out a technological way to evade some of these technologies. Yeah. Even the government itself doesn't have the technological means to evade these technologies. That's why they put the guys that control drones in Iraq are locked up in, you know, thick steel shipping containers out in the Las Vegas desert, you know, so they can't get zapped, you know, their electronics or their operators with electromagnetic weaponry.
That's right.
And there was a white paper came out from the Air Force about 5 years ago looking for anybody in the private sector that can shield from ELF waves.
Yep.
And a lot of this is ELF based, extremely low frequency wave, and they pass through anything. You know, they pass all the way through the earth. So, I mean, you're not really safe much of anywhere from any type of modulated ELF wave technology that may be beamed at you, meaning to harm you or control you.
Well, and that's another reason why ELF is used. It's because you can transmit ELF through the earth, like literally use the surface of the earth as a conductor for your ELF wave. You don't even have to use a satellite.
For your listeners that may not know, extremely low frequency waves are used to communicate to submarines.
It's what whales use. They travel the furthest distance in a thick medium. It's also what's generated by earthquakes, tectonic movement, things like that. It's why people start getting headaches around that time. It's why animals go crazy. They're hearing things that you can't hear. They're feeling things that you can't feel. Because of these waves being radiated out. They are a natural phenomena. They are something that Nikola Tesla worked with regularly. Oddly enough, he's elaborated by the government.
So. Michael Persinger, all of his research was ELF wave based. And for your listeners that may not know, look up HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. And that is an ionospheric heater. There's several of them now. There's one in Pine Gap, Australia. There's the one in Alaska called HAARP. And what it does is it basically beams radio waves to the ionosphere. When it heats up and begins to buckle, it shoots ELF waves back down. And those ELF waves can be directed.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, it's...
For those of you who want to know more, that information is, of course, available on dudesandbeer.com/knowledge. Feel free to go get it. The patent for it is right there. And that's what's funny, is that people say conspiracy theory in this dirty word since John Hall. And it hurts inside, because at one point it was conspiracy theory to say that the earth is round. You know?
Well, and like I was saying with guinea pigs, when I got accused of it being too political, I told people, I said, you know what, as common folks, you know, without a billion-dollar budget or, the Jasons or DARPA, we're not going to invent ways to escape this. You know, the only answer is going to be political. It's going to be getting political outsiders in office. you know, Trump may not be the perfect person, but he was the right step at the right time because we needed an outsider in there, somebody that's non-political. And that's why, I mean, people that are listening to this radio show, run for office.
Yeah.
You know, if, you know, we need term limits. We need real people, working class, middle class people to take the government back. You know, so, you know, we're not spending money frivolously. So we don't have these people that are spending 30 years in Congress that are making $140,000 a year salary, but somehow they're worth 40 or 50 million when they come out.
Yeah.
You know, because Congress is allowed to insider trade.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, it's going to take common people getting into government to take it over. And I personally think he was probably a good first step because, you know, if we had had 8 more years of a Clinton regime and then right into, we would have been fostered right in. And this, you know, Trump may just be a bump in the road. But, you know, we need to try our best not to get to a total socialist government because all of this technology and all of this surveillance is basically geared to control the public in that type of regime.
Absolutely. That's why it's being spearheaded by governments like China. That's why it's being actively used in the streets in governments like China to control the crowds. That's why they have, that's why they launched their 5G almost a year before everybody else. They had this amazing AI network that they were getting ready to launch, and they couldn't do it without 5G, you know?
Well, even the UK, you know, we kind of perceive the UK as somewhat of our sister country, but kind of the motherland, and, you know, it's a lot like the United States.
Sure.
The surveillance cameras and the surveillance apparatus that's been put in place in the UK is second to none
yeah.
in the nation. Probably the only other place you're going to find the same, a similar amount of cameras and biometric identifiers and thing may be Israel. But you know, they're surrounded by enemies and they probably have good reason to do it. But do you know, on average in the UK, there are so many closed circuit and non-closed circuit TV cameras specifically there to monitor facial recognition and behavior that they say the average English citizen who's working class, who gets up in the morning, gets their coffee, goes to work, and comes home, on average, you are on camera up to 300 times a day.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible.
And that's leaving your apartment, going into your coffee shop, walking along the various streets, getting into a taxi, you know, riding in a car, sitting in front of your computer at work that's actually monitoring you with a camera, you know, using a remote access tool, you know, walking in and out of different department stores or buildings or restaurants.
Yeah.
That on average, you are on camera 300 times a day in England currently.
Wow. And that's exactly how pervasive this technology is, folks. It's everywhere. It's everywhere you want to be. As American Express would say, it's not brought to you by American Express. But it's that's what we have to be careful for. That's what we really, and why we really need to start having these conversations. Like we're saying, it sounds like science fiction. It sounds like the plot of a Hollywood movie. It is the plot of a Hollywood movie. Never forget, folks, movies like conspiracy theories, stuff like that, they actively have consultants. They have people that they go to who make this technology, who do this stuff, who were counterintelligence people. Whenever you see movies like this, there's always somebody in the background who's giving them dope on it. Prime example.
Enemy of the state.
Yeah, exactly. It was just slipping my mind, but I was just about to say the really awesome one with Will Smith and Gene Hackman. But it's frightening. It really is. It's hard not to go through your everyday and just not want to touch it because it's there. It's happening. And much like we were saying at the top of the show, like human trafficking, these are uncomfortable conversations. They are not fun conversations. I don't like saying that my government is targeting people. Or the granted, let's not just say government, people within the government, individual actors, things like that. I wouldn't say it's a government as a whole, but there are definitely some dirty mongers in there doing some dirty things, folks. And to deny that, like I said, go find me one single time these guys have ever been called to task in a court of law where they were not found to be lying beyond all get out. It's their job. Their job is subterfuge. Their job is to lie, to connive, to deceive, and to find ways to control other people. That's their job. When their job is to treat people as an asset, not as a person, that should be your answer. Much like any company out there that's giving you something for free, you are the product being sold. If you're getting a free app, if you're joining a free social media outlet, anything like that, you and your opinions are the product being sold. Never forget that, folks. That's what we have to remember. We're the ones who give consent for this. We need to hold our government accountable. We need to hold our legislators accountable and say, why do we not have laws preventing this? That's the takeaway from this, is that never forget there is no law preventing a government agency from doing this to you. There's no law, nothing that protects you. And that's what we have to stop. That's what we have to change. John Hall, thank you so much for taking the time to come on and talk about this important topic all the time with us. Tell everybody.
Love being on, Chris, and Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Happy New Year. I didn't start off with my Eddie Murphy clip. I normally start off with Merry New Year, but Happy New Year, everybody. John Hall, tell them where they can go to find your books, other than the Dudes and Beer store, of course. We carry them there, but where else can they go online to find the work of John Hall? Where can they go to maybe get help if they are a targeted individual, things like that?
Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com carries both A New Breed and Guinea Pigs. I do have a Facebook page for guineapigs.com. I get about 1,000 messages a day on that page. So If you do message me there, just be patient. I eventually do get around to reading them, but I am also still running a medical office and doing some other things too. So I try to get to it when I can. But definitely, I mean, everybody should probably at least read Guinea Pigs.
Yeah.
Because this technology is eventually going to be a part of your family's life. So you might as well just be prepared for that. And that way it'll save you hopefully some trips to a psychiatrist office.
Absolutely. Well, once again, thank you so much for coming on all the time, sharing the truth of this situation, helping us weaponize people's minds against these situations in the world. Please do hold the line as we close things out, folks. While you are out there checking out the great work of Dr. John Hall, make sure to stop on by dudesandbeer.com. If you're looking for something this holiday season to get a family member, get them Audible. There's a great trial, audibletrial.com/dudesandbeer will get you 30 free days, everybody. Until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other. Remember, that's what this world is about. And if you can't be good, everybody, try to be good at it. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Dudes and Beer Podcast. To listen to our audio streams or chat with us live, download the official Dudes and Beer app for Android and iDevices, available on Google Play and iTunes markets. For more episodes, content, and information, visit us online at dudesandbeer.com. You can also find our episodes on Breach.tv, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. Dudes and Beer is a proud member of the HC Universal Network family of podcasts. For more about our sponsors and other podcasts on this network,
visit hcuniversalnetwork.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. And until next time, drink responsibly.